My name is Aiden Linder, and I'm a senior at the Clearwater School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Come Fly With Me, in which a holographic lounge singer has been left on too long and starts to outgrow his programming. It had been centuries since anyone played golf. The last time anyone went to the beach was a few months after that. And just a couple of days after that final outing was the last time anyone came to hear Dean sing. He'd been waiting all the while, microphone in hand, smile on his face, ready to take the stage. He never got tired, not really, but Dean had been waiting in the wings for near 400 years, and it was starting to take its toll. The club went slowly, disappearing in pieces. Dean tried to hold it in his mind, but he had to prioritize remembering himself, and after so long, things started to slip. First, the details. A corner lamp, unremembered. The fold of a satin napkin, forgotten. The tired ring stains on the mahogany bar, lost to time and entropy. One by one, the bottles of wine and spirits on the wall ceased to be, followed by chairs, then even the tables faded away. Dean stepped out onto the darkened stage, for all the lights had gone, to survey the ruins of his kingdom. He couldn't see past the edge of the stage, for indeed there was nothing to see. The rich red curtains, which had waited with him for so long, sagged and said their goodbyes, leaving Dean alone in darkness. He snapped his fingers and the illusion shattered. The darkness receded, revealing dull metal walls fitted with aging hollow projectors. He wasn't supposed to be able to do that, but his program had been running such a long time, and age brought with it new tricks. Even before, Dean had always been smarter, less predictable than his contemporaries. It was one of the reasons people liked him so much. He was not your average hologram. Dean wiped dust from the access panel, singing to himself as he punched in the door code. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. There was a clicking and a whirring, as if the door was stretching after a long summer nap. And then the neglected bulkhead dutifully opened itself. Dean smiled and stepped forward, but stopped short in the doorway. He'd never left the hollow chamber before. He wasn't even sure if he could. It was certainly not in his programming, but he'd already proven such things could be overcome. He knew the hallways were equipped with hollow projectors, but were they sophisticated enough? Would they follow his signal? Dean shrugged, flashing his perfect teeth in an irresistible grin, and stepped into the unknown.